Understanding auditory processing disorder. People with auditory processing disorder may be mistaken for having a hearing impairment, but individuals with this condition will generally have hearing which is on a par with their peers. The problem is with their ability to process information once they have heard it. People with this condition may understand individual words, but understanding whole sentences and context can prove to be a problem. As well as this, absorbing verbal information from fast talkers can prove tricky, and differentiating between words which sound similar can be difficult for someone with auditory processing disorder. Normally, sound travels to the brain from the inner ear via the auditory nerve. Once the sound reaches the brain, it is understood according to what the sound was. However, with APD, there is a problem with the interpretation of the sound once it reaches the brain. This explains why people with auditory processing disorder can hear sounds but are often unable to interpret them efficiently. Causes of auditory processing disorder. There isn't always an obvious cause for auditory processing disorder, although there are a number of possibilities. If an individual develops hearing difficulties, and they are particularly prone to ear infections, then it is possible that APD has developed as a result of the infection. This is similar to how some individuals can develop tinnitus, noise or ringing in the ear, following an ear infection or after a procedure to remove earwax. Injuries to the skull and head can lead to hearing difficulties or problems processing sound. Any injury which affects the head can damage both cognitive functioning as well as the process of interpreting noises when they reach the brain. Also, people with conditions such as dyslexia and ADHD, which can be based around language, dyslexia, focus, and attentiveness, ADHD, can be prone to auditory processing disorder. APD will often be diagnosed alongside these conditions. Symptoms of auditory processing disorder. Auditory processing disorder is a condition which often starts in childhood but, unlike some other conditions, it can develop when an individual becomes an adult. The main symptoms are based around the types of sound that an individual can have difficulty absorbing. For example, someone with APD may find it difficult to understand someone they are talking to at a party, or a large social gathering. The background noise can make it more difficult to interpret the specific noise, or voice, that the person is listening to. As previously mentioned, strong accents and fast talkers can be difficult for someone with APD to understand. Words like, where, and, there, in the same sentence may confuse or cause issues for a person with auditory processing disorder. The similarity of the sound that the words make may cause a struggle to understand or differentiate between the two. Following instructions that have been provided verbally can also be difficult. Tests for auditory processing disorder. Children usually have to be older than around 7 years old to be tested for auditory processing disorder. By this age, they are likely to have developed enough for a GP, teacher or other significant person in their life to be able to tell whether they have a hearing problem or if they are more likely to have auditory processing disorder. One of the tests which is carried out for APD is a background noise test. This is where an individual will be asked to listen to a specific voice within a noisy room and report back on the words they can pick up. This will allow the assessor to determine if the individual is having difficulties processing individual sounds, and whether background noise is interfering with their ability to process the sound. Another test may be to ask if the individual can notice tiny differences between sounds. The person may be given two similar noises to listen to and asked if they think they are hearing the same sound or a different sound. This is a bit like being asked which image is clearer during an eye examination. Auditory processing disorder treatment. APD is an incurable condition but, as with other learning difficulties, there are activities which can improve the symptoms. People with auditory processing disorder can receive auditory training to increase their listening and processing ability. In this situation, they will work with a hearing specialist to focus on improving their listening and concentration skills, which will also help them to avoid any detrimental effects that background noise may have. Children suffering with APD can wear a little device in their ear, which can allow a child to hear their teacher's voice directly and reduce any noises from around the classroom, which may otherwise affect their ability to absorb the lesson. There are many ways to help an individual who is suffering from auditory processing disorder, such as always try and talk to the individual face-to-face, in person. This will not only allow a direct stream of communication with less external interference, but it will also provide possibilities for lip reading, or for the speaker to talk louder if necessary. When you are speaking to someone with APD, it may be helpful to hold up pictures to demonstrate the topic you are discussing. For example, If you're asking the individual if they would like a drink, holding up a glass of water may provide a cue to indicate the question being asked. Using written words, or text, to clarify any misunderstood words, can also be helpful. As well as this, simply sending the individual a text message can be a quick and easy way to get your message across. Repetition can be helpful when you are talking to an individual with APD. Be prepared to repeat what you've said, as this can be helpful to allow another chance to process your voice. Another option may be to rephrase what you've said. For example, if you ask the individual if they would like a cup of tea, you can rephrase this from, "I will put the kettle on, do you want some tea?" to simply, "Tea." Consider how the rooms in the house are laid out and whether you can make any changes which may be beneficial for hearing. For example, putting a carpet onto a hard floor can significantly reduce background noise, and may be helpful for someone with APD. There are also things to avoid doing, such as, if you have anything blocking your mouth, such as your hand or a mask, someone with auditory processing disorder may have difficulty understanding what you are saying. Make sure your speech is clear, and at a good volume. Keep your sentences simple. Using complicated words, jargon, or prolonging the sentence unnecessarily can be confusing for an individual with APD. Work with the individual to discover the right speed of speech that they find easiest to listen to. This will allow you to use your voice accordingly, and you can speed up or slow down according to their needs. It is advisable to ensure that any televisions or radios in the vicinity are turned off, to reduce background noise. If possible, go into a quieter room. Conclusion. Auditory processing disorder is a condition which affects the ability to process sounds and noises. It is not the same as a hearing impairment, as the individual will normally have average or normal hearing for their age group. The processing problems happen when noise travels into the inner ear and it is directed to the brain, where there is a problem interpreting the specific sound that has been heard. The condition is not curable, but there are ways for an individual to manage it, and there are ways for other people to help anyone who has been diagnosed with APD. You can help someone who has APD by talking at a speed which suits their needs, not using too much technical jargon and keeping your vocabulary as simple as possible. You can also try rephrasing your sentences and ensuring that you are talking to them face to face. More conditions. Executive Function Disorder, Visual Processing Disorder, VPD. What is Williams Syndrome? SYNGAP1 Executive Functioning Disorder.